Data Transfer. I almost said it's Digimon Adventures. It's something.
It's Digimon.
It's the Digimon one, and I'm Audrey.
We actually don't have that song in this one now. I'm Corla. I'm
a creature. Monsters. We're never gonna hear that again.
I really like that I just introduced myself as a creature on the Twowp.
Yes, on the Twowp. If you are here from the Twowp, get fucking ready, because we're not changing shit just because we're having company over. It's going to be an unhinged fucking weird ass time, and maybe you're going to like it.
There's a Twitch raid, and we've still got our tits out, and we're not going to put them away just because we've got 5 times the viewers or whatever.
That's right.
Germa sent us a raid, Germa985. Didn't know that we were doing a booby stream.
And here we are, just boobing about. Corla, how are you? What's up with your world? How are you doing? What's good?
Things are pretty up and down, but I'm keeping distracted with a lot of stuffs, including briefly Barkley Shut Up and Jam Gaiden.
Oh, yeah.
That one was thankfully quite a short game. I've been playing a lot of Rain World.
Yeah.
Catching
I've
up
been
on
watching you.
Dawn Trail. But I want to talk about Rain World. This shit so pretty and brutal. And like, I don't know. It hits me in the way that like the first Dark Souls hit me when it finally clicked, right? I know calling it the Dark Souls of whatever is a meme. But genuinely, it pulled out this feeling of, like, I am forced to take in what's beautiful about this ruined world because I'm getting through it real slow. I mean, I actually have been picking up a lot of movement tech, and I can go pretty fucking fast when I need to. I can outrun a vulture or whatever, but, you know, it's still really brutal and hard, and sometimes there's an invisible lizard waiting on the other side of the hole that you just went through.
Yep. Just like real life.
You couldn't see it ahead of time. Yeah, just like real life. Sometimes you get fucked because nature's moving around and it eats you. Mm-hmm. You get bored. You never really get bored on screen, I should point out. You get, like, speared, blown up, bit, electrocuted. Drowned.
What's the worst way that you've died in this game? Also, what do you play as? Tell them what you killed.
The slug cat, which is not a slug nor a cat. It's more of like an otter and a rat. But slug cats are fucking adorable. They've got a long wiggly body, 2 hands with presumably opposable thumbs, big just black inky eyes. A simple color, like a single color, like full color, and a long little tail, and they're so wiggly, and they're so, like, bouncy, I guess is the word for it, and slippery.
Yeah.
You're in this, like, giant, massive, superstructure of a society long past, and there's these little, like, eyeball stalks that kind of lead you around in a very obtuse way. And that's kind of all I've figured out so far, is it's like, this thing was something once, it really isn't anymore, and also the rain will kill you because it comes down in sheets, in just pounding, screen-blinding sheets that literally crush anything caught out in it to death. You have to find yourself a shelter.
It is so intense the way that the rain is rendered in that game.
Yeah, you don't hear it at first, or you don't see it at first. You feel it. There's a screen shake and a controller vibration that starts to kick up. Then you hear just like regular ass rain noises, like a heavy, heavy rain. Jason? And you end up with fucking, like I said, sheets of rain. You cannot see for this just wall of water coming down on everything and shaking the screen violently. And probably you, if you're still out in it.
Yeah.
You can get deep down in the structure and avoid directly getting pounded by the rain. but it floods.
Oh.
So not only will it like flood the area from like below if you're not quick enough about climbing up and finding a safe spot, but it can render some safe spots unusable for that cycle by waterlogging right. them.
Right. And I have found a lot of joy watching you play this game. I think it's really neat.
Yeah. All the creatures are these biomechanical terrors, but some of them are adorable.
Yeah, the limzers.
Yeah, the lizards, the scavengers, the little like light puppies that hang from the ceiling. You can't eat them, so don't kill them. You'll just feel bad about it.
You'll just feel bad about it.
Or you can kill a couple of them, feed them to a lizard, and have a friend.
And then a lizard will hang out with you.
A lizard will hang out with you and protect you until it dies.
Until it dies horribly to a vulture.
God, the vultures are horrifying.
Yeah.
Like, you get one warning, which is like their shadow in the background as they fucking dive bomb you from space. And if you're like in their direct line of sight, they just get you and there's barely any reaction time. But if you notice and you get under something, they can still fucking get you because they have this long ass neck and way more mobility than their massive body would lead you to believe. It's so fucked.
Yeah, they're amazing. This whole game's amazing. Check out Rain World. When did it come out?
I don't fucking know.
Some time ago.
I think sometime.
It's somewhat of an older game. But yeah, it's super cool. You should check it out. Maybe we'll, I don't know. Maybe we'll stream it. Maybe
we'll pretend it's a Digimon game. We'll call it Slugcatmon.
Slugcatmon.
We'll have to come up with names for all the species. That's what we'll do. There we go. We got it.
Yes.
Okay.
Got it. Nailed it. Audrey, tied it back in. Yes.
How are you doing?
I have been doing really well. I'm on the climb in standard ranked on Magic the Gathering Arena. I am playing an Abzan mid-range control deck that's tearing up the charts. And by tearing up the charts, I mean I think I have like a 54% win rate with it.
Who's your commander, Audrey?
It's a 60-card format. It's a standard.
What's standard that? Deck.
Well, you, instead of having Singleton, you get to play four of each card, including non-basic lands. And, no commander. Isn't that weird?
That's weird. Who would ever play something like that?
Me. Bunch of people.
Yeah, I'm sure. I really like commander. I enjoy having multiple people together, despite my inability to get anyone together for it. Mm-hmm. Holy shit.
Well, it's hard with adults to get four people into one room and to play a game for
especially
any length
if
of
they're
time.
Halfway across the world from each other.
Yeah, it's hard.
Wee.
It is hard.
Wee.
We can do what the podcast is now. Do you feel good about that?
Oh, yes.
Okay. So we'll begin with our episode synopsis for Digimon Adventures Season 2, Episode 3, Digimental Up. In the Japanese, or a new Digitude. Digimental? Or a new Digitude is the English title. Daisuke, Kari, and TK return to the computer room where they left their Digimon.
Their little babies.
With their little babies. Yole arrives and brings food for the in-training Digimon, while Iori... while waiting for Iori, they decide to watch the news. Latest story is about a genius named Ken, who is a boy of many talents. Is his name Ken in the Japanese? I couldn't remember.
I think so, yeah. Ken, like, is a Japanese name as well.
This is true. Iori arrives, and they go to the digital world through the gate in the computer. So, like, before they go to the digital world, there's this... news story about this total fucking dick who sucks, who's he's like really good at soccer, he like wins a programming competition,
he judo throws a boy twice his size,
yeah, he's like an all-star, and his His dad says that he's like the ugly duck, like the ugly duckling that laid the golden egg, something like that.
I know, and I'm like, my guy, you don't have to denigrate yourself.
You gotta have more self-love than that.
He is legitimately like, I suck shit. I don't know how I have a good son, but here we are.
Cool son like this. No idea. So they're watching the news. And if you're paying any fucking attention in this part, you're like, oh, that's the Digimon Kaiser. That's who that is. Like, you just know it. Like, yeah, he looks like him. It's him.
He looks exactly like him. He talks like, well, I don't think he talks in the debut. They have this motherfucker who looks like Professor Oak during his like porn debut in the 70s, where he still had the ill-advised mustache.
We were calling him Professor Coke. We were watching earlier with
and like one of the things he's good at is programming, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Yole comes with like, I can program too. Wait.
She's like, I'm a Tran. I can program.
I know. My first thought was like, oh, is that the one? Is that the one this season? We found her.
We found her.
We found her. She's even got your fucking hairband every day hairstyle.
She does. She does rock the hairband every day. Much like me. Much like this Tran.
Oh, fuck.
So they go through the gate to the digital world, and then while they're going into the digital world, Ken is seen walking home, and he, in the Japanese version, I assume they don't have this in the English version because it doesn't mention this in the synopsis, is just standing on a street corner, walking past the store, and this fucking dog comes walking up and is like, just like sniffing at his shoe. And he fucking goes, what did he say? Like, you disgust me or something like that? And then kicks the dog.
He's like, you're dirtying my shoe.
Yeah, that's what it was.
And then just kicks that dog, like.
Punts the pupper.
Yeah. JoJo villain kick dog.
Like, as if we needed more of a reason to hate this fucking dude. He's, like, good at judo. He's good at soccer. He's good at programming. And his parents love him. Of course we hate his guts.
Right. But in a Japanese context, like, he is excelling in all the stuff that you're supposed to try to excel at, right?
Mm-hmm.
That the culture is expecting of you. And that's supposed to be juxtaposed with us then seeing him that in private, he's just a shit. He sucks so bad.
Everybody I know who succeeds that hard, IRL, sucks.
Sucks really bad, yeah. And, like, does not have to spend time on interpersonal skills.
Yeah.
Because they're trying to succeed entirely in, like, a material or reputational sense.
Exactly. Type A motherfuckers.
Thank you, yes. Good. I'm on that grind set.
I'm on the grind set.
I'm converting ATP into muscular movement.
Check out my grind set.
I don't know why I'm just like describing a basic chemical process.
My doctor said that I have to wear a mouth guard at night because I grind in my sleep. He real as fuck for that.
That's called bruxish.
Bruxish?
Bruxism?
Bruxish. I'm cut off from here.
Fucking so. I think it's
doing Rammstein. Does Rammstein suck?
Probably.
I think I've looked this up before. Rammstein controversy. Oh, Rammstein sexual assault allegations. A timeline. Okay.
Oh no.
Rammstein canceled. Yeah, it's no good. It's no good.
It is bruxism. Bruxish is a Pokemon. Which I'm not allowed to bring up on the Digimon show.
No.
Therefore, I had to lop off a boob.
No! I really don't want to.
I've worked so hard on both of these. But at least this way I can draw a bow easier.
You're going to be like a Hittite. Yeah. The fucking Hittite women were cool as fuck. Women were in their military. Or was it the Saracens? There was some, like, ancient military that had women bowmen in their ranks, and they would literally cut off their right tit so they could draw a bow more effectively. That's true. That's real.
Wild.
It is wild.
Why? I'm gonna take that again. Wild. That's going out in the edit, so like that's just a joke for you, babe.
Sure. Thanks. The AJ Destin find trouble with the Digimon Emperor when they arrive. He is capturing Digimon with his dark rings again and is making them fight each other. There's like an extended scene in the Japanese version where he finds an Elecmon out in the woods and just whips the shit out of him.
Yeah, he's like the most dangerous gaming this motherfucker.
Yeah.
While also whipping the shit out of him every time he catches him.
He catches him over and over again and beats him up, and he's like about to like pass out from the pain and the damage that he's taken. And Digimon Kaiser is like, run, run. He's like, yeah, you have not suffered enough. I want to continue to inflict suffering.
He's like,
on you.
Imagine you have a milkshake and I have a straw.
Are you saying that Daniel Plainviewed him?
Yes. This is my take now, is that the Digimon Kaiser
is Daniel Plainview?
It's Daniel Plainview. I abandoned my child.
He leaves Wormmon behind. I've abandoned my boy.
My boy.
I think my favorite piece of McElroy anything was the way they described the way that Daniel Plainview's character treats, or Daniel Plainview treats his son in that movie, or Eli. When Eli comes, you have to stop. When Eli comes to the, to like confront Daniel Plainview at the end of the movie, they said, and yeah, Daniel Day-Lewis was very mean to Paul Dano. that's very, very funny to me.
Oh, fuck, that's really good.
He was very mean to Paul Dano. Killed him with a bowling pin. The Digidestin, so they find trouble with the Emperor. He's capturing the Digimon with the Dark Rings again, making them fight each other in like a coliseum, which sucks. The kids' Digivices begin reacting, so they go looking for the Digi Eggs, which they think are close by. Corley, you commented at the time that the Digivices were beeping as if the Digi Egg was getting closer.
Yes, it occurs to me now that it was like also beeping because of the other Digidestin moving closer. Like that, this was more Ken foreshadowing, oh, sure. In the sense that small children may not have figured this out yet,
right?
But yeah, it's the beeping like gets faster as they're talking about it, and I'm like, oh fuck, is it coming towards them? Did something eat it? But no. No, they're inert. The balls are inert. The balls are inert in a cave. I'm going to take that again. The balls are inert. Maybe I do have to keep this.
Maybe.
I loved my appearance, by the way. I just want to say recording was an absolute delight. I'm sorry that I'm picking on y'all. I just think it's very, very funny.
It's pretty funny. We kept... Like, every time Josh would do another take, we would look at each other and kind of go...
I really hope no one noticed.
I think it'll be fine. If they know now.
They know now. I'm sorry. It's very funny, though.
This is pretty funny. So, the Digimon Kaiser appears before them, and Daisuke, Yole, and Inoue's Digimon... Digivolve to fight off the Emperor's army of Tyrannomon.
Yeah, we got 3v5. Yeah. And they're actually doing pretty good holding their own. They like sink two of the Tyrannomons into the fucking earth.
Yeah, using Big Crack.
Big Crack. I forgot about Big Crack. I wrote that down. Oh, that's there's a lot of stuff happening in the synopsis. It's going really fast, huh?
Oh yeah.
Cause like We skipped over Ken showing up as a force ghost, being like, I'm the best. You can't be here. I'm going to kill you.
And Daisuke's like, I'm going to beat your ass, and like runs through him.
He's like, I'm the perfect human being. He's like literally a JoJo villain.
Yeah. Unfortunately, the three Digimon don't have enough firepower, so yeah, Digmon, Hulsmon, and Flamedramon are not enough to defeat five Tyrannomon, and I could have fucking told you that, nerd. Should have asked me. I would have told you you need to find the Digimentals, which is exactly what they go to do. Inoue, Kari, and TK go off to find the Digi-Eggs and eventually find them. Eventually find safety from the Tyrannomon in a small cave.
Where they find the Dome Fossil and the Helix Fossil.
And the Helix Fossil, they which that Pokemon Purple version lets you get both.
They don't have to choose. Oh, yeah. Yeah, did you see the fucking... Did I send you the fucking Pokemon Hat version and Sneasel version?
Yeah, I want to play the Sneasel version.
I want to play the Hat version. We got to do that and see if we can, like, trade or something.
That'd be so cool.
We're gay.
I love Gen 1 shit. That's my favorite. But there's Sneasel in it, so...
I love Gen 4. I love Gen 3 the most, but the thing is that Gen 4 is the one that had the physical special split. Mm. Like, made each move be bespoke, physical, or special, not based on its typing, but based on whether it should be a contact move or not.
Which makes a lot of sense. You could have like a dragon typed claw attack that would be physical. Yeah.
Before that, you had a lot of types where Pokemon were just fucked because they had the wrong attack specialization for their own typing. Fire types with a high regular attack and not much special attack being the most prominent example.
Charizard, for example.
Yeah. Charizard was like sitting in borderline even in Gen 1.
Yeah. But one of the most sought after cards from the Pokemon trading card game. Let's just real quick. I want to see how expensive a first edition holographic Charizard is running for right now. $549.
Fuck.
That's a lot of fucking money.
That's money.
I knew a motherfucker that had a first edition holographic Charizard, and I guarantee that the dumb piece of shit sold it like 10 years ago before it really popped off.
Ugh. Gross. Should have gifted it to a trans woman like me.
Yes, because we would keep that. We would hold that close to our heart.
We would use that to actually like move out and shit. It would be great.
Yeah, I was gonna say, or sell it for like basic survival shit.
Yeah, I would argue that moving out of here is basic survival, but I get you.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. I was agreeing with you, Corla.
Oh, gotcha. I mean, if things were less shit, I would love to like spend it on a laptop upgrade for Lilith or something, or just, you know, sex toys of various
kinds and materials, yeah.
Yeah, mostly butt stuff, but... And, you know, if you're really buying quality, like, and I'm splitting 500 with you, then that's like two toys at most.
Yeah.
But get some good custom toys.
That's right.
Get some electric shit. Yeah?
They're surprised to find the two Digi-Eggs bearing their crest at the back of the cave. Right, and when they claim the Digi-Eggs, their Digivices are transformed into D3s. Which are apparently what the Digivices are called in this season. Stupid. Well, Gatomon and Potomon.
It's not even the third generation. Why are they called Pegasmon. D3s?
Yeah, it should be D2s, right?
Yeah, it's 02. Why are they not called D2s?
Yeah, so silly.
Dark Dreams. And then in the next season, it's Dark Dreams Don't.
Cool. They're able to defeat the Tyrannomon and free them from the Emperor's clutches. Finally, the kids and their Digimon return home and come up with the idea that perhaps they can defeat the Digimon Emperor in the real world rather than the digital one.
I love this idea. Let's just jump his ass.
Jump him! There's like five of us. Like, what the fuck is he gonna do?
At most, he has his own partner. That's all we can bring. So, like, it's 2 on 8? 10?
2 on 8? Kick his ass.
Kick his ass. I love this idea.
It's genuinely. So smart.
Genuinely enjoy the idea. They're like, let's just jump him.
Fucking Daisuke hits him with a sock full of nickels and then shits on.
Yo, he's just got a bat.
Just fucking working him out. Just working the legs. It's like fucking kneecapping him.
Whip Digimon like this, motherfucker. Ain't got no legs.
Corla, would you please do me the supreme honor of rating this on a scale of rookie to mega?
This episode, I think, is going to get an ultimate out of me.
Yeah.
I really enjoy this episode. There's just something about this season that brings me joy and excitement in a way that I wasn't expecting it to, given my experience with the dub. Like, to the point that I'm like, if you were following along and you for season one and you were watching with the dub, I'm so sorry. Sub is just the Japanese version is a lot better, apparently, is what we've learned.
It's much
Hyman Saban just hates you personally if you're watching the stuff that he ported.
Just having the dialogue not be a bunch of useless bullshit.
Yeah. Have like economy in writing.
Yes.
Right? Holy shit.
Really helpful to the movement of the series.
Hell yeah. We also had my favorite thing that's happened so far this season, which is the Tyrannomon, whose fighting style is so efficient in its motion that he doesn't appear to animate at all when he moves onto the screen.
Ah.
It just kind of slides him in like they grabbed him in Photoshop and translate him down into the left.
Yeah, the motherfucker Kramer's on screen. Just like slides in.
It's so funny to me. That made me crack up in the moment.
They saved so much money doing it that way.
And we also get the beginning of a very important trend for the season, which is your baby's eating some food and they're so happy about the food. They love it.
I'm going to give it a champion. I'm going to give it a champion.
Champion?
Yeah.
What for?
Not as hot on this episode. I feel like not a whole lot of shit happened. We're fighting some Digimon that we're already familiar with. Fighting Tyrannomon and shit. Didn't we already do this way back in the way back?
Tuskmon is a new one for now.
Tuskmon is not new. We had Tuskmon in season 1.
Oh, you're right. I get better close those tabs.
Elecmon was in season 1. They're all reused.
That's fair. Yeah.
I want to see some new... Like, I'm here to see new Digimon is basically what I like to see.
We have new Digivolutions. You didn't even talk about...
This is true.
Like, okay, describe Pegasusmon and Nefertimon. Two words each.
Holy Pegasus.
Okay.
Holy Sphinx.
Okay. Yeah, no, you're right. Both of them do have the Digimon Angel thing going on because they're alternate Digivolutions of the literal angel lines.
Right.
I hadn't really thought about that. But they're also... Okay, Pegasusmon has twink energy, and I don't know how you do that with a horse. I don't know how you pull that off.
I'm gonna Google horse twink.
You're gonna find MLP.
Horse twink, ding, ding, ding. Yay!
I might fuck Nefertimon. Oh, sure, we should have had Kaz on for this one. Because we have Sphinx. I'm sorry, Kaz.
I'm sorry, Kaz. We didn't think about it.
Just for you, I'll make sure to find some hyper pussy stuff in the next one for the porn segment.
Cool. I can't wait.
To make up for it.
All right. Well, I think it's time that we look at those tabs you got open.
Pussy two.
That's tab now because I'm a dipshit and I forgot we did Tuskmon already. So it's just the one. But. I genuinely think you're gonna like this one.
It has Pegasusmon and Nefertimon.
No.
Okay, let's see it. Let's see what we got. I'm gonna open it up. Oh, that is cute.
You want to describe this?
So Agumon is having a little daydream himself. He's sitting there. He's got his little claw on his chin, like he's considering something, and he's got a thought bubble in his head. And the only thing that he can see is a very cunty Nefertimon. With very thick hips and ample breasts and a more, we'll say, coquettish isn't the word, but like
armpits sexually, out.
Armpits out for sure. More sexually energetic face than the Nefertimon mask.
Right. Yeah. It's got a bit of a smile there.
Yeah.
I appreciate that he's got a... Agumon has a thought bubble going here and an expression on his face that that tells us there is no thoughts.
No thoughts, head empty.
It's like
all that, the blood went to his fucking dick is what happened.
The Lupin movie bit where they dig into his brain, like deep into his subconscious, like or his conscious level brain is just like just titties, just women, just porn all over the screen like they got malware or some shit. And then they're like, no, let's dig deeper. And then it's just blank. Like, he's either so stupid there is no, like, id, or he's God.
And they can't figure out which.
We got digital champions.
Digital champions. You can edit as much of that out as you want or leave the whole thing in. I'm down with either.
Okay, cool. Great.
Corla, who's your digital champion?
My digital champion. Huh. I think it's just Nefertimon for being, like, fuckable. Both sure. In the sense of being, like, straight from a champion evolution. This is also the thing where like, armor evolution really is a side grade, because you can totally do it from champion.
Mm.
But... Yeah, I'm just going to give it to her for being a pussy that's serving cunt.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. See what I did there?
I do see what you did there. I'm not sure like I Gatomon. Love it, but I see what you did there.
Come on, Gatomon's exactly the same way. She's such a snarky little bitch.
That's true. She's serving.
She is a brat. She is a power bottom.
While those, while the babies were eating, she looked so nonplussed.
I know. She's like, ugh, she's I'm like, not ugh. Eating the baby juice.
I'm not eating baby food. This is fucking stupid. I'm an adult woman.
Someone better have brought me some fucking olive bread sticks. Some wine.
Olive bread sticks?
Olive bread sticks. You know, two of them and a piece of iron, you can make a shovel.
Wow.
I already told you I'm fucking blasting up my gourd, baby.
High.
What's your high. Who's your digital champion?
My digital champion is, you know how I have a love of like self-deprecating humor and like
is it the dad? Sort of
it's the dad. It's Ken's dad.
Yeah.
Going on the news and being like kind of a cuck to my kid. Kid's a lot better than me.
He kind fucks his own mom every day. I gotta clap.
You can cut that if you want. Do you need another sine wave?
No, I have one. We're good. We're gonna you're just gonna do that. You're gonna give me I'm gonna require another take.
You can take it again.
Need you to take that again. His dad, huh?
His dad. His dad is my digital champion because he's a big cuck to his own son.
He really is.
He is. He's... Like in the metaphysical sense, not in the... He's not being cuckolded by his son. He's, you know. But right. He is a cuck. Yeah.
Yes, he's just like, I suck shit. My son's really cool.
My son plays soccer and judo and is a programmer. And
I smoked cigarettes at his age. I wasn't going nowhere.
I wasn't doing anything. He was programming. And then I met this sack of potatoes, and he gestures at Ken's mom.
Yeah, I don't know how either of these genes made that.
Yeah, it's fucking luck of the draw. You know, sometimes you get lucky.
I got all of the recessive genes, while you got all of the dominant genes.
Who Metal Gear reference?
Are we saying Ken is Liquid Snake now?
Ken
he's got
is
enough
Liquid
of a
Snake.
Fucking inferiority complex.
Oh yeah, he's Liquid Snake for sure. That would make Daisuke a Solid Snake. And
we
is
do
he
have,
his big boss?
We do have the goggles. He's like trying. The symbology of the series thus far is that goggles implies leadership of the Digi-Destined. So by crafting his own gauntlet, we see him like 3D printing them or some shit at the very end of this episode. So by making his own goggles, he is attempting to usurp the position of leader Digidestin. I think that's a nice little bit of subtext.
Nice.
Kind of
well played.
Well played.
Digimon creators.
It's almost like they were making a story.
Almost.
I know writers who use subtext, and they all cuck. They're all cucks.
I'll give you some subtext. I just key smashed. It's subtext. Anyway, we do other shows. Both of us do other shows, and you should listen to those also. Corla, what other shows do you do?
Well, recently we both guested on the Worst of All Possible Worlds.
Yes,
you should definitely go check that out. It's on their Patreon, there is a 20-minute trailer.
You can go check out the first 20 minutes of that over at patreon.com/theworst. What is it? Is it Worst of All Possible Worlds or just Worst World? Or hold on.
Go find out. Get us. I'll clap out however much we need.
Patreon.com/worst of all.
Sweet.
Go support AJ and Brian and Josh in their pursuit of really incisive and hilarious media criticism, typically of like conservative media. It's really, really well done.
It's really good. And it was quite a lot of fun to be on there specifically for something as batshit, but also very much in my wheelhouse as Barkley Shut Up and Jam Gaiden.
Absolutely.
Like this is a game that is in conversation about JRPGs, and that's my shit.
And if you're here from that show, welcome, of course. Thanks for hanging in there. Shouts out to all the AJ Destin who made it over to this particular feed.
Over here, where we'll be releasing this episode on Toriyama Tuesday.
Toriyama Tuesday!
Would you believe it, folks? Okay.
incredible.
If you came here from there, you might want to check out smallgayhorse.com, where you can find Post Ponies, a series retrospective media analysis of My Little Pony Friendship is Magic, and a look into the rise of American fascism and how the two dovetail weirdly frequently.
Absolutely.
What about you, Audrey?
You should check out my other podcast. It's called Radio Free Tote Bag. It's a show about relationships. Heartfelt advice, goofy japes. More important than that at the moment, what is happening?
I
can't see your mouth, but I know you're still moving.
I was trying to hide it so that it didn't distract you, and it's still distracting you. I have
you
to
just
move
went
my
over
mouth.
You basically just went over here. And then I'm like, I know what you're doing. I know what you're doing if you're over there. You have to contain it. You have to keep it together. You have to. We started another podcast, a bonus podcast, because we reached $500 a month on our Patreon. Thank you so much to the patrons of Radio Free Tote Bag for helping us get there. We started a new podcast called No, I'm Listening, a Frasier podcast. It's a series analysis of the show Frasier from the early 90s through early 2000s. You can find that on our Patreon, patreon.com/RFTB. Second episode is going to come out later this week. So keep your eyes peeled for that.
Yay.
Other than that, I think we're good to go.
Gonna
wish you luck in all the things that you need to get done this week, because I know I need it. I know I need good luck to get
reach
things done.
Reach heaven through violence, everybody.
Do that. Get out there, reach heaven through violence, and buy the products.